Yeah, after the explosion, around 20 minutes after the explosion, I arrived at the explosion site. And I see I didn't see any injured or dead bodies over there because the ambulance already took the injured and dead bodies to hospital. And I saw five or six civilian cars were fully damaged and lots of damage on the shops behind, the right side and the left side of the road. This is the road between the Jalalabad and Kabul. Also, this road is going to Pakistan, and it's very busy, busy roads, and most of the victims of the today explosion are civilian. According to Afghan Interior Ministry, at least five people were killed and 34 people were injured, and one of them are British citizens who were killed in, one of the dead person, civilian are belongs to British citizen, and also this is a suicide bomber car because the first when the explosion happened, some of the officials say it's a motorbike explosion, but as I see on the ground, it's a suicide car bomb attack because I see the engine of the suicide bomber car because it was on the road, and I can confirm it was a suicide bomber car.
Did you see anything, any sign that that one of the vehicles was a British Embassy vehicle?
Yeah, I saw the British Embassy vehicle, which collapsed, and I sent the photo to the Telegraph. You can see on their online website, and the British Embassy vehicle is very, fully damaged on the explosion, and it collapsed.
Do you think it looked like the target of the attack?
Yeah, of course. As you know, that the Taliban took the responsibility, and they said that the target was the British Embassy car, and we saw that when the explosion happened, British Embassy car is collapsed and moved maybe 5 or 6 meters away the explosion site because of the explosion power or pressure, you know.
And you mentioned that the Interior Ministry is saying five were killed, including a British citizen. Is anyone else saying that a British citizen has been killed apart from the Interior Ministry?
No. Unfortunately, the British Embassy didn't confirm. Just they said there's an explosion and the target was the British Embassy convoy, and they didn't give any information about the casualties.
Can you describe this, the area where the attack took place? I gather it's home to a number of sort of embassies and military establishments.
It's around 4 kilometers away from the British Embassy, and it's the east of the Kabul, and this is the main road. Two-way roads. It's going to Jalalabad, between the Jalalabad and Kabul.
Have there been attacks there before?
Actually, this road is a very dangerous road. Before the 2009, the Afghan people, all the foreigners, are called this road is a Baghdad road because there's a lot of explosion took place in this road, and this road is close to ISAF East Gate, and as well as there's some of the, it's not close now, but the ISAF HQ office also on this road, and lots of the foreign military and foreign civilians base are located in there, and they are moving. They are moving between Kabul and Kabul center and their base on this road. Therefore, this is a deadly road, and I think around 1 week ago there was a one place is called the Green Village, and there was an suicide attack in the evening. Maybe you remember that news. This place also is close to the explosion site.
This is just the latest in a number of blasts in the last few days. Do you get the sense that the sort of violence is spiraling out of control in Kabul?
Yeah, the last 2 weeks, more than night suicide attacks happen in Kabul, and violence has been increasing in Afghanistan. As you know, that I think it's around 10 days ago, there was an explosion in Paktika, east of the Afghanistan, Paktika provinces, and 62 people were killed and more than 60 people were injured. And the Taliban didn't take the responsibility of the attacks, but the Afghan officials are blaming the Taliban. And you know, 2014 is, I mean, the international forces are going to end their operations in Afghanistan, and the Taliban is increasing their targets, especially the foreigners and Afghan officials, Afghan security forces. And I mean, the violence has been increased in Afghanistan. It's never end or never come down in Afghanistan, but when we look at the last 2 weeks, 9 suicide attacks took place in Kabul. It's a serious security threat for Afghan people and the foreigners in Afghanistan.
Okay, Mustafa, thank you very much for your time.